Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
So it seems like Nintendo has taken some steps to improve the Switch to eShop. So do we think it's going to be good? Do you think it's going to be enough to make it a better experience for us?
Yeah, it's interesting because earlier this week there was the big Nintendo Switch system update that gave us a lot of new features that felt like we're taking a big step towards the Switch 2. And we did a whole other video on that.
Right.
But it seemed like at the time there were some small changes made to the eShop, but there were bigger things like the virtual game cards and other things that like system transfers that were more flashy. But people have been digging into some of the changes to the eShop, and they're actually really interesting, and they change the way, assuming these carry over to the Switch 2, and I think they will,
they really change
the way that we're going to be browsing and discovering games on that system, and seemed like a good thing to me.
Yeah, I think that this is not a surprise to anyone, but the eShop on the Switch is a bit of a mess. we've been talking about the difficulty that we have browsing the eShop, discovering things. It seems to be plagued with shovelware and things like that. People have found ways to sort of game the eShop to really make it really difficult for you to find quality games. And it does seem like Nintendo is doing some things to improve that experience. So I'm very hopeful that this means that the Switch 2 eShop will be less of a mess. But let's dig into some of these big changes here and see if we feel like this will be enough to make it a better experience.
And some of this stuff was first spotted by Good Vibes Gaming. So shout out to them and definitely check out
their video below as well.
Because they go through it in great detail.
Yeah.
But I think just overall, it does seem like now that we've seen some of the directions that the eShop is headed, it does seem like Nintendo is getting pretty clued in on some of the bigger issues with the current eShop that people have been wanting them to fix. So just on a surface level, like that's good. They're aware of the issues and they're thinking about how to improve them. And even from day one, after the Switch 2 Direct and the Ask the Developer, they actually addressed the eShop right then and there. I'll read the quote. Thanks to the system's performance capabilities, Nintendo eShop on Switch 2 has been improved and runs smoothly even when displaying a large number of games. We believe the act of finding the game you want to play is part of the game system experience.
Yeah.
I love this quote.
Yeah, this is great. When we were at Nintendo and, when we were bringing up some of these issues with the eShop to the teams, it did kind of feel like at the time the eShop was always sort of a secondary thing. It was often a thing that gets sort of backburnered at Nintendo. Like, we know there's issues. We don't have time to
fix it in the next
now.
One.
We'll fix it in the next one.
Yes, we'll get it right in the next one.
This is the next one.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that they are kind of fixing it in the next one.
I mean, I just love the idea that the people who are architecting the system overall have included the eShop in that vision and that plan. And, again, recognizing like, yes, there's going to be a lot of things in here, but people need to browse smoothly. I love that line of like this is also part of the experience. This should be positive. This should be fun. This should be on par with every other experience you're having on the system. Because it sure isn't now.
It isn't now. And it's equal parts, in terms of like the experience, equal parts the performance and the way that
it's two different things. Yes,
the eShop is organized.
Right.
It's two different things, but they seem to get that it's two different things.
Yeah,
which is great because yes, we don't want the eShop to chug. That is something that is very frustrating as well. But once you're in it, you also don't want
need to
be,
find the right thing.
Yeah, like just continually like scrolling through shovelware
right,
to discover
right.
the right thing.
So the details of the update that were discovered changed the way that games are ranked and displayed to browsers and people looking through the eShop, largely in this best sellers section, where if you just want to go like, well, what's the big thing right now or what are people getting? Major overhaul to how this is displayed. So before the update, this best sellers tab was covering the last 14 days, so 2 weeks, and it was ranked by the total number of downloads. And now, this is listing games in terms of the total revenue over the last 3 days. So just right there, that's a big change. And you can actually kind of flip through, but having it display these different ways, and you can see there is a major difference in the games that are displayed one way
or the other way.
So,
it
would be nothing if it's like, well, we changed the way, but it's still the same games. It's like, no, this is fundamentally changing the games that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's really nice. I think what they're trying to do is combat the way that you can sort of game these lists and organizing it in a better way so that you are getting more quality games versus, you know, things that have been majorly discounted to reach the top lists. So it does seem like you are getting like different stuff, which is good. It's hopeful that if they continue to sort of play around with the way these are organized or how they're calculating these top lists, we will have a better experience with discoverability.
Yeah, the last couple of years, it's been an open secret that you can kind of game the system to end up on these charts. And we see it all the time where it's like, you know, the base price for a game is $50 and it's just perpetually on sale.
90% off.
90% off. And you know, that's just normal human psychology of like, oh my gosh, what a deal. I should check this out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how these things end up on there. And again,
then it's AAA clock once again.
AAA clock wins again.
Yes.
So again, when you're charting things by the total units sold, if I'm buying a lot of units at $1 a pop, I'm going to end up on that chart. So that's why we've seen this really kind of nasty trend in the eShop of just this stuff cluttering up these top sellers. It's like, is this really the best and brightest that you have to offer us? Because I don't think it is.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like a little dirty that these companies sort of discovered that this was a way to game it and really took advantage of it. And Nintendo didn't really do anything to stop that from happening. And it did make a huge difference because you would see these top lists just completely cluttered with like ridiculous
things. Right,
right.
Yeah. So it does seem like, again, comparing the two, that the new way, obviously, when you're charting it by how much money it's made, the games that cost more are going to get a little bit higher on that list. So it will be interesting to keep an eye on it and see, like, well, is it just, you know, these, you know, full-priced, big games? They do still have the way that you can tab between.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You know, all games and then games that are download only. I always like to look at the download only because, like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I already have physical of on the other side. So especially in that download only, like, are we going to get a good mix of bigger games, smaller size games, indie games from you know, companies that we don't yet know from? I think that's the best case scenario. And it seems like this is a step in the right direction, but it's going to take a bit of time to see how it shakes out.
Yeah, this is the one area that is a little bit worrisome when they are ranking by revenue and not by total downloads, is those smaller indie experiences, indie games, or more unknown stuff gets kind of buried. Because if you look at the eShop now, you do see the majority is like first-party Nintendo games or really big games from third-party, like well-known stuff. Like if you're scrolling through it, you're not really discovering an unknown indie developer. You might see like Stardew Valley, or Undertale.
Right, but those are already like known quantities.
Those are all established. Even right. though
they've
even
broken though through the indie ceiling.
Exactly. So how are you now going to discover that next indie game that you've never heard of? Like, how are those games going to break through?
Right.
We already noted that it's like an extremely crowded space.
And to be fair to Nintendo, like, that's not an issue that only they have.
Oh, yeah.
That is their responsibility solely to solve. Like, every platform now has that problem of, like, oh my gosh, we've never had more high-quality indie games that are out there. How do we help people find those? You know, you do see on the glimpses of the eShop that we have seen, they have added some new things of, like, finding personalized recommendations. Mm-hmm. So, again, maybe as we see more, we've only seen a little bit so far, maybe as we see more of that vision will come into place of, like, no, we have ways to surface these games to you. That's the hope, but again, we won't know until the thing is actually in our hands.
They also have a tab here that is the featured titles.
Yeah.
I do hope that, you know, in that area, they don't just feature first party
games. As it is now.
Yeah. Because right now it's all Nintendo titles. They have a great, you know, indie program. They do these indie showcases. They have social channels dedicated to surfacing indies. I hope that they continue that in the Switch 2 generation, and hopefully that featured titles area is going to be, you know, yes, first-party games for marketing purposes, but also they can maybe feature some indies as well.
Well, I'm going to ask you, when you go into the eShop, where are you going to look for things? I'm curious. I think everybody's got their own way of doing it.
I usually go to, right now, like the top games, you know,
the best sellers. Yeah.
And then I do look at the download-only stuff because I know that that is an area where there could be some smaller games. But honestly, because the eShop sucks, I really only go to it when I know what game I'm going to download. So I've probably discovered this game some other place.
Right.
And then I'm going into this product search and typing in the game and then downloading it.
Yeah.
I'm not really using the eShop right now to like go up browsing around, because it's a bad experience.
It's not happening here now.
But if it's going to be a better experience and I'm going to be using it to browse around and discover, I want to see them feature a broad range of titles for
me. Right, right. Because I will do that on other platforms. Like on the PS5, it's like, oh, it's our spring sale. Like I will literally page through every single thing
I like
in there
that.
Because it loads quickly and it's like, all right, well, I can quickly get through all of this and I just can't do that now. I will say I'm spending a lot more time on my phone browsing the eShop. If, you know, when Nintendo has its big sales, like I'm definitely not slogging through the on-system eShop to do that. But on the phone, that is a nice experience. And there might be more possibilities for them to integrate the phone app more going forward.
That's what they do for PlayStation and Xbox. Like whenever I'm looking for a game on those platforms, I go to the phone app. And then when I find, and I'll browse through there, find the game, and then it downloads to your console. And then like later that night when I turn it back on again, it's like ready for me to play.
Right.
That's my like sort of shopping experience on these other platforms. So maybe they can do that.
Yeah, because they said they're kind of overhauling the NSO app to be the Nintendo Switch app, and if that could be something that they integrate more closely into that and have it look really nice and slick, then that could be a great addition. But yeah, I think these two things of just, you know, the actual navigation, the functional navigation, like, does it work? Is it snappy? That's one thing. Mm-hmm. And then just, they can't tell people, no, you're not welcome on this platform. Like, they want to have as many games as
that's
they can.
Fine.
But just having ways to not have people get hung up on that stuff, get jammed up of just constantly seeing that. Another idea that I would like to see, and we'll see if they can actually implement this, is like being able to filter out certain words. There's a certain six-letter word that starts with H that I don't even know how this stuff ends up on the eShop, but I would like to remove that. So if I could just say, I'm not interested in seeing games that have this in it, I would be very happy because as I'm browsing the new releases, that would greatly reduce the number of games.
That's true. Yes. If there are certain things that you just don't want to see, and you have a way to like moderate for yourself which things to filter out, that would be really, really nice. Or even alternatively, if I'm looking for a certain type of game, like I'm only looking for this genre, you know, like if they can make that an easy experience.
Yeah.
They do have like keyword tags and things like that now. But again, it's such a slog to go through it that it's just kind of impossible for you to do that. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's also going to be the challenge of like filtering between like, well, these are Nintendo Switch games, and well, they're not quite Nintendo Switch 2 editions, but they are getting some sort of thing in between. Remember on the PS5, people were confused of like, oh, you get the PS5 version or the PS, like some people.
Oh, that's a good. That's
some people
a good point.
Were accidentally downloading the PS4 version because they didn't know. That was kind of a tricky thing that Sony was doing.
That is a really good point. So, I didn't even think about that.
So they have a lot of things to work through in terms of the filtering. Because from day one, I'm guessing you're going to have every Nintendo Switch game
just going to carry
on there,
over.
And it's just going to go from there. Oh. So there's a lot of questions that remain to be seen. But over the past month, I've gone from a very pessimistic place about the eShop and the future of the eShop to now it's like, no, I think maybe...
Hopeful?
I think maybe they are clued into these things. Can they actually deliver on them?
Yeah.
That's the question that we won't know until June, but I'm allowing myself to be optimistic about this for now.
Yeah, I think so. I think it bodes really well that the hardware team is quite aware of some of the challenges that they're solving for. I think that is a really good sign. The other thing that I hope that they are going to be better equipped to do this time around is to be just a little bit more nimble with updates. Like, they can put out what they think is like the best version of the eShop day one, June 5th. And as people are using it and people are sort of, you know, having an experience with it, if they can like keep track of what's good and bad and then make improvements, that would be great. Because again, that was a challenge.
Yeah, don't just be like, well, we'll see you in 8 years with the next eShop.
Exactly. That was the challenge with the current Switch eShop is that we would bring these issues to the team or they will see, I mean, it's pretty obvious what was happening. They would be like, well, too bad. So hopefully they can be a bit more nimble about like, okay, now we can like do an update to fix this or, you know, something like that so that it's kind of like an evolving thing. Because as people use it, I'm sure people are going to find other ways to game it or whatever, you know, to make it shovelware and make it, you know, hard for people to discover things.
Right,
so
right.
Hopefully Nintendo can just be like very like on top of it this time around.
Yeah, before the Switch 2 Direct, I think backwards compatibility was the one thing that I was most kind of secretly focused on of like, how's this going to work? Now we know most of that.
Yep.
Now this is the thing that I've got my focus on.
Yes. But definitely optimistic, which is great. Let us know if you have checked out the new eShop. It is within the new firmware update.
Yes.
So you can look
it's red.
I was just going to say, don't get scared because it's red now and it's a little different. But if you've checked it out, if you have kind of played around with the different features, let us know what you think of it. If you think that this is a positive change. Anything else you would like to see Nintendo do in the eShop for Switch 2, tell us in the comments. All right, that's it for this video. We'll see you guys later. Bye. Bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.